Got milk? Soon you may not be 100% sure it's all natural. The dairy industry wants permission to add an artificial sweetener to milk without changing the labeling. U.S. News & World Report's Danielle Kurtz-Laban joins us live now. Danielle, what exactly is the milk industry hoping to do?
Right. Well, the key point here is the second half of what you just said, the part about the labeling. They want to be able to put aspartame into milk, and that's the artificial sweetener that you find in an Equal packet or in Diet Coke, for example. A couple of dairy trade groups have filed a petition with the Food and Drug Administration, and they are asking them, listen, can we put aspartame in milk? What they want to do is put it into chocolate milk, so making it, in essence, you might say diet milk, except they don't want the label to say diet milk or reduced calorie milk or low sugar milk. They just want the label to say milk. That's the key component here.
So are there concerns about why this might be a bad thing?
Well, you do have a lot of concerned parents out there right now, because the key, the target audience here is children. You have a lot of parents and a lot of schools who are really worried about the obesity epidemic, but kids tend to really like chocolate milk, as they've found. So schools and parents are a little leery of giving kids all the chocolate milk that they want. So the milk industry is saying, listen, all right, we'll give you low sugar milk. But parents are starting to say, you know, we don't know if we want to give our kids all of these sweeteners.
And, I mean, we also see all this other stuff in, say, chocolate or strawberry milk. Many schools have cut other high-calorie drinks out of their cafeterias, and yet the milk still stays. I mean, is this just a success of milk lobbying, that the milk kind of is getting a pass?
Well, you could say that. However, you could hardly say that milk has had a really successful run over the last few decades as a beverage. American consumption of milk has dropped dramatically in the last few decades, and consumption of milk in schools is dropping as well. So really, this is sort of the milk industry's push to say we really want to boost our children's milk consumption, and therefore milk consumption across the board. And they are very candid about this as well. I mean, they are willing to say, yes, this petition is not just to counteract obesity and make children healthier, which is one of their aims, but another one is, you know, we really want to boost milk consumption.
And in our final few seconds, can we weigh in on this either way?
Yes, the FDA just opened this up for public comment. You can find this on the FDA website if you have strong feelings about it.
All right, thank you so much. That's Danielle Kurtz-Laban of U.S. News and World Report.